Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Do you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Welcome along to a Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We have pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place just to make life easier for you. Let's kick things off with the latest Louis Theroux documentary. This time, he's working on an expose on a new cult in Dublin 4. Let's go there.
I'm Louis Theroux, and I'm back in Ireland investigating a sinister, mysterious cult which extracts vast sums of money from the public who seem to get very little back in return. By contrast, members of this cult live lavish lifestyles, extracting gargantuan pensions and perks in the process. This is Inside RTE. RTE is based in a place called Donnybrook, an old English word meaning free-for-all or heated dispute. I initially tried to contact their cult leader, a figure rarely seen and known only as the DG.
Hello, RTE, Una speaking. Can I help you, please?
Una, can I speak to the DG?
Sorry, he's out of the office at the moment in Barbados on an important meeting. Can I help you leave a message?
Right, what about the chair of the board?
He's away in Thailand on a broadcasting conference. Can you leave a message, please?
I was suspicious.
He's not available.
While RTE openly claimed to have no money, many of their leaders were away in luxurious, all-expenses-paid destinations. I decided to visit the cult headquarters myself, a vast compound set behind electronic gates on some of the most expensive real estate in Ireland.
Hello, my name is Louis.
Although security were everywhere, gaining access was surprisingly easy.
Who are you here to see?
Someone called Miriam?
Yeah, go on ahead.
Inside the bowels of the cult building, I'm brought to a floor containing 200 cult members, each of them earning in excess of 100,000 a year. The cult tell me they're involved in broadcasting. I'm curious, what do you do?
Oh, I'm pivoting back to optimising actionable bandwidths for media stakeholders.
Right. And you, sir?
Hyperlocal holistic sponsorship ecosystems across ABC1 traffic deliverable thresholds.
Okay. I was confused. None of what they told me seemed to have anything to do with broadcasting. And why were so many of them called Noel? I was then brought to an inner sanctum to meet the contact I'd been given, a woman called Miriam.
Hi, Louis. Oh, it's lovely to meet you.
Immediately, I was drowned with compliments.
Love your show, and your glasses are lovely.
She was beginning to overwhelm me with charisma and charm.
Amazing.
So I tried to ask her questions.
So you get money from the government, the taxpayer and advertising. Where does it all the money go?
Oh, well, I can explain. It's complicated.
She was quite helpful, but then I asked her what I thought was an innocent question. And what's the difference between a producer and a presenter?
Okay, shut this down. Lara, Brandon, over here.
The atmosphere changed immediately. Miriam had become defensive and detached, and suddenly three men surrounded me with cameras. The tables had been turned.
Tonight in Primetime Investigates, RTE under attack from far-right podcasters who...
What? I made my excuses and left, and began to wander around the compound. Soon I arrived at a strange and sinister place called Carrickstown. Cult members referred to it as Fair City. However, it didn't show up on Google Maps.
Action!
And though there were buildings, behind the facade of the buildings, nothing. Just empty. Rubble. The only thing real there was a Lidl.
Oh, yeah.
So why were the Germans involved? I had been told that many RTE cult members stay for life, but some escape. I visited a man called Joe.
Good afternoon to you, Louis. Love the show. Get into the car.
Okay, okay. Joe was now operating out of a taxi. He told me RTE had been worried that he was forming a cult of his own.
They're savage.
That they would do anything for money.
They were jealous.
And that the last straw was when they tried to reverse the charges to callers of Liveline.
That was the last straw.
Another man called Ray.
How are you?
Told me horrific stories about how he was forced to talk to puppets for years.
Zig and zag.
And even faced the humiliation of once introducing a fake Jack Nicholson onto his show.
I told him it wouldn't work.
Back in the RTE canteen, cult members gathered on a Friday evening in the hope of being picked to appear by a man called Patrick for a ritual they called the Late Late Show. I chatted to cult members Marty and Francis, who were hopeful of appearing that night.
Oh, that'd be great.
The atmosphere was vibrant when suddenly, around 6 p.m, the room went silent and all around stopped and stared at the ceiling. It seemed to have a hypnotic effect on the cult, and I hurried out as fast as I could to get away from this strange place. But trapped as I was behind electronic gates, I couldn't.
Come here, Louis.
Oh, God.
I'm Brendan O'Connor. You fancy joining the panel on Sunday?
How's your mental health?
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
The weather this week was absolutely phenomenal. The barbecues were dragged out, the legs were on display, and there was a lovely smell of sun cream in the air. However, not everyone was thrilled about the heat wave. Daniel O'Donnell had an issue.
No, it's lovely to see a nice bit of weather and isn't a nice it, bit of sun. And yeah. I don't want to be a curmudgeon, and I know you're enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And I could hear the sort of the happiness in your voice.
Yeah,
but it's not it's not all good, Ian, you know, when the sun comes out.
What do you mean it's not all? Why not?
Well, as soon, in my experience, as soon as the sun comes out, I dread it now. Because
right.
some of the
is this just a Donegal thing? Or?
No, no, I've seen it all over Ireland,
right,
okay, Ian.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest tools in Ireland come out when the sun comes out, in my experience.
Some of the
now.
Biggest tools in Ireland? What are you talking about?
Well, you're sitting down and you're minding your own business.
Right.
And you're having a nice wee cup of tea in a cafe.
Lovely.
And in they'll come, the cyclists with their bellies hanging out over the Velcro. And sweat dripping off their helmets. They're coming in like a gaggle. And you know it's them because you hear them before you see them, Ian.
Right.
You don't even have to turn around. The little noise on the floor, the tap, 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 tapping on the floor. Like ladies in stilettos.
Oh, this is really getting to you, isn't it?
With their little communion shoes buckled up to the ankles. And they're covered in sweat and they're going, may I have a scone, please? I've cycled over from Blanchardstown. Who do they think they are? They're tap, tap, tapping and then they're scraping the tables because they're, I have to rearrange myself here.
Oh.
And then they're out on the road, three abreast, with 2.5 miles of traffic behind them. Not a bother on them. They don't give a monkey's. Sure, I'm cycling up to the scalp.
Oh. Daniel, people have a right to be out and about on their bikes. That's what they're being encouraged to do that.
Look, I'm
it's
not
good
a
for
fascist,
their health.
Okay?
You're not a fascist, are you not?
I'm not
well, that's established
that
anyway.
Well, I just wanted to make that clear that Daniel O'Donnell is not a fascist. Now, look, it's not just these lads. When the sun comes out,
yeah.
there's other tools as well.
Right.
Have you seen these tools? The classic car merchants come out with their tops down and their moustaches. Some of them wearing straw hats on themselves as well, looking around the places. They drive a Nissan Qashqai all weekend. And then the sun comes out and they think they're flipping 007 going around, revving up their stupid bottle green MG going up the hill.
Okay, Daniel.
Right. I know I've lost the head.
Yeah,
Come on. I'm sorry, but don't get me started on the hikers either.
Oh.
Jeepers, I hope it lashes down out of the heavens tomorrow, so I do. Flippers, good luck.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Well, it's official. After lots of speculation, Davy Fitzgerald stepped down from his role with Antrim. But where is he off to next? In typical Davy fashion, he wasn't giving much away.
I love Antrim Hurling, so I do. And yeah. it's not them, it's yeah. me.
Right.
But when it's time to go, so it is. We move on, I drive on.
Yeah.
And I'm like Paul Young, Ian. Wherever
right.
I lay my hat, that's my home, so it is.
So are you looking for another job then, Davey? Like, what's the story?
No. You won't be getting that out of me now. No. All I'm saying is, Ian, I put €300 into the tank this morning,
right.
so it is.
€300.
And I'm going to start driving. And I'm driving south, so I am.
Oh, hang on.
And there'll be a job there for me somewhere along the way.
Oh, Dublin maybe, is it?
No, it's not Dublin. No, stop trying to pull it out of me, Dempsey. I can see what you're doing there. Dublin are flying, Dublin are grand. Even if they don't have real hurling names.
What?
They have fellas called, I saw it the other day, they have a fella called Heatherton, another fella called Whiteley, and a fella called Crummy. They don't sound like hurling names at all. They sound as if they should be riding horses above in the RDS or something. They're not hurling names. You need real hurling names like Ryan,
right.
Welch, O'Sullivan, Lynch.
Right.
Them are real hurling names.
Okay.
And that's why I'm driving south, so I am.
Hang on, Davey, just for a second there, will you? John Milan is on the line. Go ahead there, John.
Oh, Ian, how's it going? Ian, I just want to say, Davey, if you're thinking of coming down to Waterford, apologies, boy, we're all full up down here.
Oh.
We'd love to have you there, but there's no room at the inn, Davey.
Milan.
Peter Quill.
Milan.
No, Well,
you shut your mouth, Milan. I
sorry
see
about
you coming up on me TikTok talking nonsense there now.
Davey, we don't want you now. That's the problem, boy. Okay.
I don't want you either.
I don't want you.
I'm not going anywhere near Waterford.
Yeah.
I have bigger fish to fry, so I
Davey,
have.
Davey, we just got a message there from Cork GAA. They say thanks, but no thanks. That's so.
That's the way it goes now,
I'm not going near Cork, Ian. I'm not going near them. They're full of themselves down there. They think they're God's gifts are there. They'll be cleaned out by Limerick. I'm going down this weekend to the Cat Laughs Festival. That's where I'm going.
Oh,
and I'm getting
go,
a room at Langton's Hotel, so I am. And I'm going to laugh me arse off. And I tell you, if something happens, something happens. I tell you, I don't know what's going to happen, but something happens. Because I've always loved Kilkenny.
Oh, and the great Brian Cody's on the line. Brian, what's the story?
Stay away, Davey. Stay away. We're already in enough trouble out here with Derek Ling. Stay away.
Leave me alone, Cody.
No, we don't
need
you.
Leave me alone. I'm staying in Kilkenny for the next
you're
3 months. Kilkenomics, stag nights, whatever, the whole thing. I'll
we
tell you now. So, go on, Kilkenny, what have you got to lose?
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
With the sun splitting the stones across the country, I checked in with some of the Gift Grub gang to see how they were enjoying the weather.
Everyone's enjoying the spell of good weather, including Dahi and Maura over on the Today Show.
Welcome back, folks.
No false rassurations.
Splitting the stones out there, Skelp. Question time, right? Stick on the glasses.
Oh, the formal voice now. I love this bit.
Complete the name of the following Beatles song.
Oh.
Here comes the what? Is it A, here comes the bus? B, here comes the Mitsubishi Pajero? Or C, here comes the sun?
Right, but now we're joined by the lovely Garen Noon. How are you, Garen?
Yeah, how are you, Maura?
For a view of our favourite ice lollies. Top five, Garen, how are you?
I'm great. Yeah.
I'm salivating already, Garen. Go on.
I'm a bit fragile, but anyway, at five, it's the classic. Sure, it's the brunch.
Skelp, I love a good brunch, so I do. The red speckles on the side of it there.
Yeah, you can kind of peel off the speckles with your tongue before licking the whole thing and lobbing the thing down the throat.
Gelp.
Right, Carcalor now. Number four, you have a Solero, Garen.
Solero, yeah.
I like the Solero because they're low in calories, aren't they?
That's right, Maura. So you can eat four of them.
I'm not so keen on the Solero there. But anyway, number three, Garen Noon.
Number three is a Calippo.
Oh.
It's basically a frozen drink disguised as an ice lolly.
Right.
So you're hydrating
and
you're eating at the same time, which is kind of handy.
That's very good, yeah.
Go ahead with one stone. Any sign of an old loop-de-loop there, Garden?
No, at two is the ice burger, which is basically a sandwich, so you can call it your dinner and then have your other favourite ice cream for dessert.
Jesus, the ice burger's great. Just soft bit of biscuit like a stale bourbon cream stapled onto the top of a golly bar. Go on, what's number one, Garden? I can't wait.
At number one is a feast.
Eh? A feast?
Yeah, the feast.
You put the feast ahead of the loop-de-loop.
I did.
And an almond magnum. Jesus, that's disappointing, Garen.
You know he's right, Garen. That's a bit out of force, okay?
I think you're running out of material. Anyway, coming up next, Kevin Dum-Dum.
Over at Leinster House, the weather is so good, the doll session has been moved outdoors.
Right, deputies, on Taoiseach.
Thank you, Count Carla.
Put down the sausage, Deputy MacDonald. Thank you.
Count Carla, today I'm delighted to unveil the doll. A new doll barbecue grill.
Yeah. Now, Deputy Pearce Doherty.
Count Corla, Sinn Féin are shocked to find out, frankly, that this new barbecue grill has apparently cost the state €86,000, which is an obscene amount of money for a barbecue grill.
He says that, but he's well able to enjoy the chicken.
Just because I'm enjoying the chicken doesn't mean it's not obscene.
Sorry, the Weber Outdoor Gourmet Barbecue Master. Is due to future-proof us for all barbecues into the next decade.
Tarnish to Simon Harris.
Yeah. John Corla, I want to be very clear about this. As Minister for Barbecues, I want to let it be known that Sinn Féin would have us eating half-cooked burgers off dirty charcoal.
No, we wouldn't.
Out of tin foil. I salute the Weber Gourmet Master Grill.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, over in Sandy Cove, Christy Moore is sitting on a rock with his bow on.
How are you, Christy?
How are you? Well, the sun is out. So let's give a shout out to the fella the sun can injure. He's looking shifty and is factor 50. He's the lad they call the ginger. He's lying low, nowhere to go, so he stays inside instead. On this sunny day, he hides away, the poor old Fanta head.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Well, those by-elections are all over now, and earlier in the week, I delved into the results from Jerry Hutch's loss to the poor performance for Fianna Fáil.
No. I wouldn't be worrying too much about it, Ian. We all know what by-elections are like going forward. They're a chance for people to air their views on any number of issues, yeah. And they frequently
But hang on, if you just take a look at it, Dublin Central, this used to be Fianna Fáil territory, Bertie and the Drumcondra Mafia and all that kind of business, you know?
Well, Fianna Fáil, I don't operate like the Mafia anymore. Those days are gone. There's no Don Corleone, shape-shifting around Sheriff Street or Buckingham Street. We're not making people offers they can't refuse. Right. We're not going around, holding a gun to people's heads, making them vote for us.
Okay.
All government parties suffer by-election defeats, and everybody knows that. I mean, going forward.
Well, I mean, Fine Gael won the seat in Galway, didn't he?
Yeah. Could you just go back to talking about the sunshine there, please? You seem to be taking an inordinate interest in politics these days.
Okay.
There's 24.9 up in Phoenix Park.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Okay, I think we can go somewhere in Dublin right now. We're going to Dublin, and thank you, Micheál. Jerry Hutch, a.k.a. the Monk, is standing by. Jerry, can you hear me?
How are you?
The people have spoken.
No, the people have not spoken, or at least... they spoke and they weren't listened to. The election was rigged, it was. The corruption was plain to see. There were boxes of dodgy votes flying in from everywhere.
Ah, come on, Jerry. It wasn't rigged. Where are we going with this now? Come on.
What? It was rigged. Look at Galway.
Yeah.
Fine Gael fella, after getting in high all up on the shoulders, you might as well put Al Capone in there. Bunch of criminals, the whole lot of them. Up on the shoulders he was with their young man Harris. It was a silent disgrace.
What are you going to do now, Jerry?
I'm going to work for the people here in Dublin Central 24 hours a day for the people of Dublin. Okay. Let me say this now.
Yeah.
I'm 100% committed to Dublin people.
Today, the other thing that was happening over the weekend, apart from all the sport, and there was loads of it, it was, I like the headline there in the Sun, "It's a kind of magic, it's a kind of magic." Sean Kine, elected in Galway West, defeating Noel Thomas in a nail-biting finish. This, according to the Irish Times, Fine Gael Sean Kine, well done. And newly elected Dublin Central TD, Daniel Ennis, as well. Congratulations to Daniel. I think that's a popular win there. He's also known for his soccer career. During the soccer, he played League of Ireland for Bohemians, Shelburne, and indeed Bray Wanderers. There you go. So lots going on. We've got Taoiseach Micheál Martin on the line.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
Pretty bad results.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
I wouldn't be worrying too much about it, Ian. We all know what by-elections are like going forward. They're a chance for people to air their views on any number of issues, and they frequently
hang on, if you just take a look at it, Dublin Central, this used to be Fianna Fáil territory, Bertie and the Drumcondra Mafia and all that kind of business, you know?
Well, Fianna Fáil, I don't operate like the Mafia anymore. Those days are gone. There's no Don Corleone, shape-shifting around Sheriff Street or Buckingham Street. We're not making people offers they can't refuse. Right. We're not going around, holding a gun to people's heads, making them vote for us.
Okay.
All government parties suffer by-election defeats, and everybody knows that. Going forward.
Well, I mean, Fine Gael won the seat in Galway, didn't he?
Yeah. Could you just go back to talking about the sunshine there, please? You seem to be taking an inordinate interest in politics these days.
Okay.
There's 24.9 up in Phoenix Park.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Okay, I think we can go somewhere in Dublin right now. We're going to Dublin, and thank you, Micheál. Jerry Hutch, a.k.a. the Monk, is standing by. Jerry, can you hear me?
How are you?
The people have spoken.
No, the people have not spoken, or at least... And they spoke and they weren't listened to. The election was rigged, so it was. The corruption was plain to see. There were boxes of dodgy votes flying in from everywhere.
Ah, come on, Jerry. So, Jerry, it wasn't rigged. Where are we going with this now?
Rigged.
Come on.
What? It was rigged. Look at Galway. Look at Galway.
Yeah.
Fine Gael fella, after getting in high all up on the shoulders, you might as well put Al Capone in there. Bunch of criminals, the whole lot of them.
Yeah.
Up on the shoulders he was with a young man Harris. It was a disgrace.
That's right, yeah. What are you going to do now, Jerry?
I'm going to walk for the people here in Dublin Central 24 hours a day for the people of Dublin.
Okay.
Let me say this now.
Yeah.
I'm 100% committed to Dublin people.
Final call for flight EI475 to Lanzarote, please. This flight is now boarding. Passengers to Lanzarote, please.
Jerry, I was just going to... Jerry? Hello, Jerry.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Is it gone yet? Mayhem. It certainly disrupted regular Today FM programming this week, with presenters gatecrashing other shows left, right and centre. I caught up with the Gift Grub crew to see what they made of it all.
Former bookie Ivan Yates is on the line. Ivan, mayhem, what do you think?
Ian, mayhem 2026. I have the odds in front of me.
Okay.
The bookies have spoken.
Right.
Dave Moore.
Right.
Dressed as a waffle.
A waffle.
Everyone thought that this would be a career killer. He was 6-4 on to be in iRadio by the end of the week. Dermot Whelan was already in the building in situ, ready to take over.
Right, okay.
But the waffle has worked. The waffle has been popular. 8-1 was 8-1, now into 2-1, and evens each way.
Right.
Dara Quilty, the oddball contender, the loose cannon of Today FM, turning into a quilt. Initially,
Quilty,
had people, initially had people doing eye rolls. Double carpet, 33-1 was now 4-1.
Oh, my God.
But you, Ian Dempsey.
Oh, excellent.
Your decision to dress up as an elf with a pointy green hat.
Yes.
In May, pretending it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Was seen by pundits as a potential personal catastrophe.
Oh, right.
A breakdown. Jeopardising 40 years of hard work.
Yeah.
Now, Ian Dempsey, you are favourite for Mayhem.
Oh!
Even money. Favourite.
Really?
Louise Cantillon's Rave on Ray Foley.
That was very
11
good.
11-2.
Yeah.
And Paula McSweeney.
Oh, yeah.
The dark horse.
Yeah.
She is a course and distance specialist. We know that.
She was a blonde horse in this case.
She had the wig on for this one. Would have preferred wet conditions, but she's 4-1. It's all to play for.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much, Ivan, for that.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled. Yeah, because it did feel as if, you know, it was a bit dodgy and a bit risky for me to actually do this. Oh, for God's sake! Who? What? What? Who's that? Is that somebody laughing or is that on the thing? Oh, it's on it, isn't it? Who? Michael O'Leary. Michael O'Leary.
Hello?
Hello, Michael.
Hello?
Hello, 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 hello. Hello,
I just
Michael.
Wanted to get my spoke in here.
Yeah.
This mayhem is the biggest load of nonsense I've ever seen in a workplace in my life. It's completely inappropriate to any organised workplace. You're supposed to be at work, not throwing snowballs around the studio at each other in May. What do you think would happen at Ryanair if Captain, I don't know, Fergus O'Dowd was taking off for Bratislava and another pilot burst into his cockpit dressed as a waffle? I would throw the creature out from 30,000 feet without a parachute.
Right, okay.
The only person allowed to dress up in this building is me. Now, get a life, go back to work, and shut up!
And that's your weekly fix of Gift Grub. Remember, you can listen live every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice!
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?